From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Indonesia should have strategy to become stronger and independent. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, and Russia forge cooperation to develop nuclear human resources. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo affirmed that Indonesia should have a grand strategy to become strong and independent amid a volatile global situation. The world that Indonesia is facing now is not the one that is in an ordinary situation. For that reason, the government needs to have a big strategy by using the power it possesses to become stronger and independent. This was pointed out by the head of state during a speech at the National Public Procurement Agency on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, and Tomsk Polytechnic University in Russia established cooperation for the development of human resources, specifically in the science and nuclear technology sector. This development of human resources not only sends BRIN Science and Technology human resources to Tomsk Polytechnic University, but also helps improve the quality of high education in Indonesia. This was conveyed by BRIN's official Edi Giri Rahman Putra in a statement on Tuesday as quoted by Antara. He also explained this cooperation encompasses education and research qualification improvement program through the degree by research program and BRIN's researchers mobility. Next, we have Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who commended MSMEs that had promoted domestic-made guitars to international audiences. Luna Guitar Works received a positive response not only on a national scale but also internationally. According to the minister, this is testament to the fact that original Indonesian products have quality that could compete on a global scale. This was said by the minister in an official broadcast on Tuesday, as reported by Antara. He has given his greatest commendation to Luna Guitar Works for promoting authentic Indonesian guitar boutique to the world through the unique guitar designs they make. He expects the achievements of this MSME to inspire others to continue working to advance Indonesia's creative economy. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir has said the G20 forum must not become merely a symbolic event but serve as a medium for Indonesia to showcase its capability in developing a strong economic ecosystem. G20 member states control 80% of the global gross domestic product. Countries are competing for influence and developing the ecosystem. It was stated by Minister Thohir on Tuesday as quoted by Antara. He also said with a population of 260 million, Indonesia has an ever-growing economy that has become a part of the global supply chain. We end the national news from the Indonesian Deputy Finance Minister, Suhasil Nazara, who affirmed that Indonesia will continue the downstreaming process of natural resources to create new sources for economic growth. Indonesia is determined to continue the process despite its defeat in the World Trade Organization's dispute settlement body against the European Union, which challenged Indonesia's prohibition of nickel ore export. It was stated by Nazara at the Wealth Wisdom 2022 event on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara. Now we move to the international news. Russia has donated 260,000 metric tons of fertilizer it produced that was sitting in European ports and warehouses for use by farmers in Africa, the United Nations said on Tuesday. As quoted by VOA.com, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric told reporters, welcoming the announcement that this will serve to alleviate humanitarian needs and prevent catastrophic crop loss in Africa, where it is currently planting season. He further said a ship chartered by the World Food Programme left the Netherlands on Tuesday carrying 20,000 tons of the fertilizer destined for the southeastern African nation of Malawi. We end the news with China that will likely have a stockpile of 1,500 nuclear warheads by 2035 if it continues with its current nuclear build-up pace, according to a report released by the Pentagon on Tuesday. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the figure underscores mounting U.S. concerns about China's intentions for its expanding nuclear arsenal, even though the projections do not suggest China is accelerating the pace of its already brisk warhead development. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia participates in the world's largest halal product exhibition in Turkey. Through the Indonesian Pavilion, it was twice for Indonesia to participate at the world's biggest halal product exhibition or OIC Halal Expo in Istanbul, Turkey. In a written statement of the Embassy of Indonesia in Ankara on Sunday, it stated that the exhibition was held from 24th until 27th of November 2022. Indonesian Ambassador to Turkey Lalu Muhammad Iqbal said that, as the biggest Muslim country in the world, Indonesia must take advantage of the halal industry as a niche market. According to Ambassador Iqbal, in Southeast Asia, Indonesia is still left behind compared to Thailand and Malaysia in exporting the halal products to international markets, and it becomes a challenge for Indonesia. Ambassador Muhammad Iqbal further said that the historical relations between the two countries must be able to become the basis of increasing economic relations, which are considered to be less optimal at present. The Indonesian Pavilion on this year's occasion was attended by 34 participants who are entrepreneurs and local governments, including from West Java, Jakarta, Lampung, North Sumatra, and Banyumas. Some companies also display their top quality products, including PT Kalbe Farma, PT Roda Mas Inti, PT MMM Plastics, and Kolbu Management. Meanwhile, the promoted products were Muslim fashions, food, agricultural and plantation products, cleaning products, packaging products, herbal medicines, and spices. In addition, there was BP Tanjung Pinang that also promoted an economic area specifically for halal industry in Tanjung Pinang, Riau Island. OIC Halal Expo and World Halal Summit are the world's biggest halal product theme exhibitions and meetings and are held every year. This year's theme is for a sustainable trade, explore all the aspects of the growing global halal industry in the context of the post-pandemic COVID-19 situation and the crisis of food and energy. Well, listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 13, 1957 about Cikini Incident. Cikini Incident was an attempted assassination of the first Indonesian president, Sukarno. In that event, President Sukarno visited the Cikini College, the school of his children, which was holding the Cikini College anniversary bazaar. 6 grenades were thrown at him. 5 grenades exploded and killed 10 students and injured 48 people. Sukarno and his children survived. Several days later, the 2 perpetrators of the explosion were arrested. Both admitted that the plan for the assassination was orchestrated by the government of the Islamic Republic of Indonesia, or Darul Islam. The movement wanted Islam as the basis of the state. Now we move to an event on November 13, 1988 about International Computer Security Day. Commemoration of International Computer Security Day aimed to raise awareness of computer users about the importance of computer security. Computer Security Day started on November 13, 1988 when the Computer Engineering Association in Washington, D.C. seeks to turn computer-related security concerns into national security issues. Since then, United States Computer Security Day has grown into a worldwide observance of the day. We end today in history with November 30, 2004, when the Lion Air MD-82 plane skidded. On November 30, 2004, Lion Air's MD-82 aircraft with flight code JT-538 skidded while landing at Adi Sumarmo Airport in Solo, Central Java. The plane took off from Jakarta with the aim of Surabaya and transited in Solo with 146 passengers. When landing in Solo, the plane skidded and entered a rice field area. The incident killed 26 people. Based on the results of an investigation of the National Transportation Safety Committee, the cause of the accident was because the runway was inundated with water, so the plane skidded and could not be controlled, sliding off the runway. The situation was also caused by pilot error who didn't follow landing procedures. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa. Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling? Atau meringis? But I gotta say I love you, man.
Is in the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, highlighting investors' interest is high, Nusantara Capital City or IKN development accelerated. Investment interest in the Nusantara Capital City or IKN is said to have increased significantly, especially after conducting a market survey. Head of the National Capital Authority Agency of Nusantara, Bambang Susantono, on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Monday, November 28, said, investors' interest in the state capital of Nusantara has even increased to 39 times after market sounding was carried out some time ago. The biggest interest is aimed at the central government or area, Bambang said. Before the market survey was done, the government had conducted pre-market sounding. In that activity, demand had increased by up to 25 times at the location provided, namely in the central government area or specifically in Area 1A. Then after the market survey, demand is growing up to 39 times. Responding to the high interest in investment, Indonesian President Joko Widodo gave directions so areas in the IKN were reopened to accommodate the interest of investors who could not accommodate it in Area 1A. Bambang explained Area 1A is the area where the presidential palace and a number of ministries will be located later. Bambang went on to say now that areas 1B and 1C have been reopened, so the total area of KIPP or the central government core area will be open immediately to interest investors. Bambang added the government is not only opening investment opportunities in the central government core area, but also in other areas. A number of these areas include tourism areas, financial and economic centers, education areas, to health areas. According to Bambang, the core directions the president is to open as wide as possible for investors to join and build as soon as possible in this IKN area. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, said the construction of the national capital of Nusantara was accelerated given the high interest of investors. The construction of the IKN project itself started in September 2022. Minister Basuki said there were 40 activities with a construction value of 25 trillion rupiah during the 2022 to 2024 period. Basuki said 22 activities had been contracted until the fourth week of November with a construction value of 15.01 trillion rupiah. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Can you
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to invite you to visit Solo or Surakarta City, one of the beautiful cities in Indonesia. Solo City has been the center of power in Central Java since the Mataram court was moved from Kota Gede in 1745. The historical traces of Solo City are manifested through the cultural diversity that can be seen from dances, Solo batik, and the handicraft that always look elegant and very artistic. With a population of around 550,000 people, Solo is one of the most densely populated cities in Central Java. However, the atmosphere of the city still feels comfortable and familiar without any towering buildings in the middle of densely populated settlements. Becha is one of the easiest and most efficient modes of transportation when you want to enjoy your time in Solo. You don't have to worry if you finally want to choose to walk around Solo. In addition to the city being not too wide, the streets in Solo City are well laid out with smooth asphalt, and some roads already have sidewalks. Renting a bicycle at the city tourism office can also be an alternative to get around Solo City. However, you have to be more careful when riding a bicycle along the highway, because the traffic in Solo is quite busy with vehicles. There are several ways to get to Solo City besides using a plane. From Jakarta, you can also travel by night bus or train with a travel time of about 11 to 12 hours. Solo City has various attractions that you can explore, especially if you want to know more about Javanese culture. Of course, strict health protocols are also enforced in this area, so that your vacation with your family is safer, healthier, and more comfortable. That's Indonesian Wonder.
In a lifetime, I'm so tired of fronting. You're no healer, you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Too scared to admit it.
But I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
Never gonna be what you want.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Danau Toba. Berwisata di Danau Toba, which means traveling to Lake Toba. Stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Semua Dilarang Membuang Sampah. Semua dilarang membuang sampah, which means all prohibited littering. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Uli, a tourist guide in Lake Toba, North Sumatra Province, Indonesia. They are on Lake Toba. Let's listen to the conversation.
Semua pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba ya.
Baik, Bu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expression related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Semua, semua, which means all. Pengunjung, pengunjung, which means visitors. Dilarang, dilarang, which means prohibited. Membuang sampah, membuang sampah, which refers to littering. Di Danau Toba, di Danau Toba, which means on Lake Toba. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, semua pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba. Semua pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba, which means all visitors are prohibited littering on Lake Toba. In the sentence, there is the word semua, semua, which means all. It is used to state the quantity of certain collection. In the sentence, there is an expression semua pengunjung, semua pengunjung, which means all visitors. It's used by Uli to state the quantity of certain collection, namely visitors. You can use the word semua, semua, which means all, followed by the object or certain quantity of a collection, such as semua pengunjung, which means all visitors. semua wisatawan, which means all tourists, and semua perahu, which means all boat. Besides the word semua, semua, which means all, you can also use the word seluruh, seluruh, or segala, segala, which also means all, to state a quantity. Let's listen to the examples of showing the quantity of a collection. Seluruh, seluruh, which means all. Seluruh pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba. Seluruh pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba, which means all visitors are prohibited littering on Lake Toba. Segala, segala, which means all. Segala jenis sampah dilarang dibuang di Danau Toba. Segala jenis sampah dilarang dibuang di Danau Toba, which means all kinds of garbage are prohibited to be littered on Lake Toba. To state the quantity of a collection, you can use the expression semua, seluruh, or segenap. The three expressions have the same meaning. For example, semua pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba has the same meaning as seluruh pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Semua pengunjung dilarang membuang sampah di Danau Toba ya.
Baik, Bu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Aku tak berubah, tak
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from Bangka Belitung Islands Regency titled Alam Wisata Pulau Bangka. This song tells about the beauty of nature in Bangka Island. The lyrics mention various things that visitors can find, such as the white sand along Bangka Beach. On the clean beach, visitors can sit on a mat while grilling fish. Anyone who visits Bangka Island will feel happy. Well, listener, this is the song Alam Wisata Pulau Bangka by Fari Firiana. Enjoy!
Thank you. Of Indonesia.
Nia ku sayang jangan macam Nia, ngapa ku datang kamar-marah, ku dede tahu ujung pangkalan apa-apa sebab.
Kebun kau me
macul. Kita begawe bersame-same. Kita nebet lalang macul rumput. Biarlah leteh, biarlah teh kebon lah bersih. Sahang kita lama sekali. Ambil belacan garam cabai kecil. Kita ngelempah, kita ngelempah-lempah darat. Pucuklah hidat, alar keladi hai lempah darat. Dunia kita makan lauk lempah darat. Lempah darat, lempah darat Bangka asli. Sungguhlah nyaman makan di umi. Yumiak kita pulang arilah petang. Kurang di rumah, kurang di rumah nunggulah lame. Adilah senang, hati senang gawelah sude. Adilah senang, hati senang gawelah sude. Adilah senang, hati senang gawelah sude.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Bujang kemia betinten-tinten pulang ke rumah.
we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.